The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Monday following Resurrection Weekend or Easter. And I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast today. And first of all, I want to say that I am glad to be back after taking a week off. Many of you guys know that we took about a week off to spend time with our family. We had family from out of town. My family and I took that time, that opportunity to spend some time together, to get away from things, to clear our heads, and to do a lot of things that we needed to get caught up on. So I hope everybody today, as we come on here, I hope everybody had a great weekend and a great time with their families. At if you were able to go into the house of worship and spend that time celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that that a lot of Christian brothers and sisters did over this past weekend. So as we come on here today, I've got a unique message that was birthed out of a situation that took place in my own personal life that I want to share with you today. Why do I want to share this? Because I believe that what I went through, what I experienced in my personal experience this weekend, I believe is going to be relevant to a lot of people that may be watching this. So if I can help you in any way, form, or fashion by what I've personally walked through and what God spoke to me through a simple a scenario or a simple incident that took place over this past weekend, then by all means, I pray that you'd receive this today. So I want to talk about, it is He who controls my time and not me. Let me say that again. For all of our podcasters, Facebook Live audience, and YouTubers, again, if this is your first time joining us, we welcome you to the broadcast. Let us know where you are joining us from in the comment section below if you're able to, and if it's your first time joining us. Today, I'm going to be talking about, it is He who controls my time and yours, and not me or not you. And you say, well, that's simplistic. We already knew that. Yes, exactly. We already know these things, guys. But listen to me. let me give you a little bit of a backdrop and lead you up to the encounter that I had this weekend. So as most of you guys know, we lived in Indiana for many years, and we felt like the Lord was leading us out of the north and going down further south, and that we were to plant our roots here in Georgia, in the state of Georgia. In fact, when we left, when we initially left and we started in this adventure, it was around this time several years ago, back in Passover, when the Lord began to speak to us about this transition. So nevertheless, we sold our house in Indiana. We moved down here to the state of Georgia, and we stepped out in faith and began to have our house built. Every home that we've moved several, my family and I has moved several times over the years, and we've always, we bought a pre-owned home, but this time we wanted to step out and do something we had never done before. We wanted to have our own home built. Well, of course, as a novice in doing this, we didn't know what to expect. And it just so happened that we literally was on the very brink of stepping into something that would have been really nasty, or nastier than it already has, because I found out later or recently what we didn't know, or what we know now, but we didn't know then, was we were going to step into a major housing fiasco that's going on right now. What do I mean by that? If you're looking to build a house or you're looking to buy a house, you will already know, and this will only confirm to you what I'm telling you today, and that is, because of coronavirus, the cost of material, howbeit lumber, windows, and several other materials that goes into either buying, purchasing, or especially building a home, or any kind of construction loan, the price of many materials has gone up 2, 3, sometimes 5-fold. And then that's just the cost of certain materials. And then you have the situation where if you're trying to buy a home and you've got to put windows in, you've got to put wood lumber in for framing. And then you've got the whole nine yards that goes into building. Because of COVID, many of the distributors and manufacturers that produce these materials that you need to build a home if one person in the entire plant or industry that is producing these materials, if one person gets sick with COVID, they have to shut down the whole process, the whole processing center, the manufacturer, the company, the warehouse, the distribution center, whether it be windows or lumber or sheetrock or whatever the case may be, countertops, granite, whatever. They shut down the entire plant or distribution center, and they have to quarantine everybody, send everybody home for this and that. The whole place gets shut down. So what that does, it causes a ripple effect and a delay that goes into place. And because of that, listen, I'm going to get to the messages in just a second. I'm building up to this. Because of that, we were supposed to get into, and now listen, I know that it's normal for it when a builder tells you, they give you a date, we expect closing to be on such and such date. You can almost take it to the bank. It's not going to close on that date. Sometimes it'll go 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Sometimes it's a month out. Now for us, we were supposed to close on February 22nd. And then it got bumped out to March 25th. So we were excited about getting in our home on March 25th. Well, then we found out, no, that's not going to happen because of COVID delays. Listen, we heard from our realtor that some of her clients have already been told that they are to expect windows, 4 to 20 weeks delay. Could you imagine waiting 20 weeks for delay on windows getting to your house? And because of this, they said, no, we can't get you in on the 25th. We're going to bump you out to, then it was going to be April 22nd, which is like what, 2 weeks from now, 2 or 3 weeks from now. And then, so we got excited about that. And listen, each time it becomes aggravating. Now I'm going to get into where I'm going. It becomes frustrating. It becomes aggravating. It becomes a nuisance. Why? Because right now, what you see behind me is not our home. This, we have been blessed, and I thank God for our friends who we deem to be family, because they're, in some essence, they're closer to me than my own blood family. And they've got a guest home on their property that we're staying in. So we are very blessed that we're able to do this. But nevertheless, it's very tight. We have a 4-member family, my wife and my 2 sons, and we have pets, and we're all crammed in this little house. But again, I'm very thankful for that. But we have to schedule moving trucks. We have to schedule appliances being delivered. And by the way, listen, if you go to order a refrigerator, a stove, and you think you're going to get it in a week or 2 weeks, I would not hold my breath. We're talking about months out. We ordered appliances back in December of last year, and they're just now available to get into our home. What is that? January, February, March, April. We're talking about 4 to 5 months out. We went to look for furniture for my youngest son, for his room, a bedroom or a bed set. And they said he wouldn't even get it until August. Why? Because of all the reasons I just told you. So because of the rescheduling this, you have to call these people, you have to set this up. And every time it's delayed, it actually cost us money in our loan. I don't want to get into all the technicalities of that, but it's costing us money, costing us time. It's aggravating. And you start getting into the flesh real easy. and you start complaining, you start murmuring. So we were supposed to close on April 22nd. Then, so we all headed out for vacation. My family and I headed out for vacation, and we went to Great Wolf Lodge in here in the state of Georgia. Beautiful place. Loved it. We had a great time, but on our way there, our realtor calls us again. And by the way, it was on April 1st. And she told us, I hate to break the news to you. And I knew that it was coming because I could tell by the somberness of her voice. And she said, it's going to be pushed out another 2 weeks. So now they're saying it's going to be, instead of April 22nd, it's going to be in May 6th. Well, of course, listen, I wish I would have told you that I was, you know, I just took a deep breath, didn't say anything, didn't respond. No, instead, my wife and I both got, and it was probably more so me because, listen, by blood, I'm Italian. Italians are not known to keep quiet. We speak our mind and we ask questions later. Listen, I'm not saying that's a good thing. And in fact, that's totally contrary to what the book of James says, where it says, be quick to listen and slow to speak. And y'all pray for me because I'm trying to learn that. I've been learning that for 23 years that I've been saved. And it's a process. So needless to say, we were not happy. I was venting, aggravated, and literally, now I want to get into what I'm going to talk about. So we get to the lodge where we're staying at Great Wolf Lodge. We get in, we check into the room. I'm telling you, as soon as I come in, I get a phone call, or I received a message, rather, and it was one of the supporters of our ministry, and she began to tell me on the phone how she was so blessed by our ministry and how it's helped her, it's encouraged her in this. And I knew within 40 seconds of that phone conversation that was God that set that up. And before we got off the phone, I took for that brief 10 minutes, 15 minutes, my eyes was taken off of my circumstances. Are you hearing me? My situation. And it was focused on the need of someone else. And I got to pray for her on the phone and begin to believe God for her to be healed, because she was asking prayer for an infirmity she'd been dealing with. So that humbled me. That humbled me alone. And God, I recognized at that moment that God had begun to speak to me right there. And listen, telling me to take my eyes off of my circumstances and keep it on his kingdom, and everything would be okay. But God, knowing me and knowing my character, my life, my heart, how I think and operate. Come on, I'm talking to you too, because I'm going to hit home. I'm going to get in your neighborhood in a second. So no sooner than that happened, we walked out into the foyer of the lodge where we were staying at Great Wolf Lodge. And I'm about to show you. So I'm going to pull this up on the screen. And let me pull it up right now, because I want to show you this. And you're about to see. We were walking through the lobby, going from our room to other places. And we're walking down the hallway, and I happen to see this, what you're seeing right here on the screen, which is really odd. If you're listening by podcast, I want to describe to you what I'm showing those who are able to visually see this. As I'm walking down the hall, there is this centerpiece just sitting in the hallway that is a glass case. And inside the glass case is an hourglass. And I'm like, that is the, because again, we're at Great Wolf Lodge. So when you're looking at the theme of Great Wolf Lodge, if anybody's ever been there, you've got, like, when you're going down the hall of your rooms, you've got wolves, and you've got, there's moose on the wall, and there's elk on the wall, because it's all like a theme that's centered around that. So I'm walking through and I see this this piece sitting there with this hourglass inside of a closed case. And I'm telling you, I couldn't even get past this. As I walked by, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit just grabbed me. I mean, got my attention. In fact, I froze, and my whole family, and my mother-in-law was with this. So it was my wife, my mother-in-law, my two boys. They kept going. I was frozen my tracks. And it was like the whole world stood still for that moment. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to look at this again. So I turned and looked at it. And then this is what he spoke to me. He said, your time is not in your hands. It's in my hands. Let me say that again. I want you to look at this. And I want you to hear what I'm telling you today. This is what the Lord spoke to me in right there looking at this. He said, when I looked at this, he said, my time. And he was speaking to me. And this is what he spoke to me. He said, your time, what I would think to be my time. He said, your time is in my hands, not yours. Now, let me explain. Look at this piece here. Again, it's an hourglass, which represents time. When you flip this over, there's grains of sand that are clustered together at the top, and they slowly fall and begin to fall down the opening until they reach the bottom. When they reach the bottom, time is up. It is no more. And the fact that this piece, this hourglass that represents time, is enclosed in a case. Because here, and this is what really got me. The Lord said, your hands cannot alter the time that I have set before you. Notice right here, if I was to try to grab the hourglass, I can't get to it. I have no access to it. I can't control the time. It's enclosed in a case. I can see the time. I can, oh, come on, somebody. I wish somebody would hear where I'm going today. If you get this revelation, what I'm telling you, listen, I don't know what you're going through, but I know what we've been going through for the last 9 months, or what situations you may be dealing with your family, with your marriage, with your job situation. I don't know what you're going through. And listen, watch this. I can see events happening. I can see our house being delayed. I can see us eating more money because it keeps getting kicked out another month. Storage fees that I have to keep paying because I can't get into my house. I can see that time is being delayed, but I can't access, come on somebody, the ability to alter, to change the outcome. Now I want to pull this back here. Let me give you some scriptures on this. Psalms 21:15. The Lord said, my times are in, or I'm sorry, the psalmist said in Psalms 21:15, my times are in your hand. Somebody say that. Say, my times are in your hand. They're not in mine. I don't control my, listen, I can't control my times. They're in his hand, not mine. Listen to this. This is Job 14:1-5. And this is the New Living Translations. Listen, guys, you know, I never hardly ever use any translation except for King James and New King James, but I really wanted to pull this out. In Job 14:1-5, and I'm also going to read to you Psalms 139:1-18, because I want to deepen this revelation. Then I want to pray for you guys, because I believe there's somebody out there on the other end of this podcast that you might be walking through what, brother. Maybe you're getting a house built. Maybe you're trying to move into a house. Maybe you're like my wife, who went through years of schooling to get education to be a nurse practitioner, and then got her degree as a nurse practitioner, but couldn't find, listen, I'm telling you, months and over a year went by and couldn't find any job as a nurse practitioner. And it's not because she wasn't a good nurse, because she's an excellent nurse. And I'm not, and listen, I know that I can be biased because I'm her husband, but I'm telling you, you can, any employer that she's ever worked for, if I sat them down here and interviewed them, they would tell you. And I had to constantly remind her that her times were not in her hands, that it's God who opens doors and closes doors. And when the right door opens, and by the way, it finally did, ironically. But it's interesting because the Lord spoke to me and he said, here you preached to your own wife about this because of what she was walking through. But sometimes, listen to me, guys. Oh, come on. I'm just trying to be transparent. Many times it's real easy to get our eyes off of the word and get our eyes off of him because of the circumstance, because of the situation, because of the urgency of what's going on. Remember Peter, when Jesus said, step out of the boat, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And he kept his eyes on Jesus and he walked on water. He defied the natural and began to walk in the supernatural. But the moment he took his eyes off of the Lord, he began to become subject to the natural and was no longer walking in the supernatural. Listen, it is extremely easy to do it. Let me give you this in Job. This is Job 14, 1 through 5, New Living Translation. Listen to this. How frail is humanity? How short is life? How full of trouble? We blossom like a flower and then wither. Like a passing shadow, we quickly disappear. Must you keep an eye on such a frail creature and demand an accounting from me? Who can bring purity out of an impure person? No one. Listen to this, verse 5. You have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live, and we are not given a minute longer. I'm telling you that right there. Listen to that. You have decided the length of our lives or the length of our days, and you know how many months we will live, and we have not given a minute longer. Listen, you know how many people that knew the Lord, had a relationship with God, loved God, went to church every time the doors were open. They were in the word. They had a prayer life. They served others. And some type of disease took them. And we prayed them through. We interceded them. We believed God for them. We fasted over them. And they still went on to be with the Lord. And we racked our brains and we questioned our theology. We questioned our faith. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, we may not understand it now. We may not know the answers on this side of heaven, but I'm telling you, if you have done all that you can do, you've prayed, you've fasted, you sought the Lord, you sought counsel, you did everything you could do, and you've got peace about it, and the outcome is not what you expected. Can I tell you something? That hourglass in that case. Now I know in the natural, I can take a hammer and shatter the glass and I can grab hold of that hourglass. But I'm telling you, speaking in terms of God's kingdom, the glass that hourglass that each one of us that possesses our own lives and our own circumstances, we have no tools on this side of heaven to break that glass, and we will never alter and change the times and seasons in which God has destined for our lives. Now, listen, if you're out of God's will and you're not serving God, this does not apply to you. But if you are in Him, serving Him, love Him, then my friends, Romans 8, 28, for all things are working together for the good of those who love you and are called according to his purpose. Whew. Man, listen, I'm telling you, there was all kinds of things, and I don't want to bore you to tears by telling you some of the things that went wrong with the construction of our house. There were some things, I'm telling you, in the flesh, we could have got real fleshly, but we even chose a certain color and type of backsplash for our kitchen, and And we went, and you say, well, this is all ridiculous stuff that God doesn't care about. Listen, I beg to differ. The Lord says he knows the very number of the hairs on your head. He cares about the little things. So I don't know why I'm saying this. I feel like there's a tug in my heart right now. Somebody's watching this. Somebody's listening to this. And you say, Brother Ricky, I don't even want to talk about the problems I'm going through, the aggravation I'm going through, because the devil has convinced you that your problems and your situation that you're going through that is so minute and so low that God doesn't care about you. Listen, the devil is a liar. He cares about your marriage. He cares about the smallest detail of your life. He says, if you'll seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. The Bible says, if you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Don't tell me he doesn't care about the little things. If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, and you being a father know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give to those who ask? But listen to this. And let me read this, and then I'm going to close this segment. Psalms 139:118. This is David. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. Everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. The good, the ups, the downs, the weaknesses, the faults, the hang-ups. He knows you've got a weakness in that area. He knows you keep falling in certain areas. And he still, oh, come on. Man, I feel the love of God just brewing in right here in my kitchen where I'm at. I feel the presence of God just talking about this. He knows every flaw about you, but he still loves you. He's still chasing you down. He's still madly in love with you, and he's still pursuing you. And here it is. He still has your time in his hands, your time in his hands. Listen, oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. Listen to this. You know when I sit down, you know when I stand up, you know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I'm at home resting. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. Come on. God knew. He even knew that this old Kentucky boy had a breaking point. And he knew I was going to have an anger, a little outburst of frustration because of the situation that we're dealing with. He already knew it. And he didn't come and condemn me for it. He didn't come and blast me. He didn't come and condemn me. You know what he did? Oh, come on. He spoke to a woman out of state to give me a call and encourage me and say, it's not always about you. But if you'll keep doing what I've called you to do, come on. If you'll not grow weary and well-doing, but in due season, you'll reap if you faint not. And then he had to speak to me through a ridiculous object in a hallway and to tell me that here's what he told me. I know it's delayed. I know it's frustrating. I know it's uncomfortable, but I'm telling you, if you'll trust me, I'm working all things out together for good. And that reminds me, I never did finish what I was saying. We ordered a specific backsplash for our kitchen. And it was a different color, a different style, everything. And we walked into our house and I walked in. I said, oh my goodness, it looks beautiful. And then I got up on it and I realized it wasn't even what we ordered. It wasn't even the right backsplash we ordered. But watch this. But I loved it. We loved it. My wife and I laughed and said, this is better than what we even chose. And the Lord spoke to him right there and said, see, I'm working things together for good, everything. Come on, somebody. Listen. The Lord says, I see you when I travel. I see you at home. I know everything you do. I know what you're about to say. David says, you go before me and you follow me. You place your hand a blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me and too great for me to understand. Listen, one of my favorite songs right now as we speak is by a Christian artist by the name of Corey Asbury. And he's talking about this same, he's talking about this very thing. I think the name of the song is called The Sparrows or The Sparrow. And he talks about how the Lord knows what we need and what we ask. And he's just good to us and he's blessing us and he's working it out in our favor. Listen, I got to read this. He says, such knowledge is far beyond my comprehension. He says, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to the grave, you're there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell the farthest oceans, you're there. Even there, your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. He said, I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. In other words, oh, come on, you can be ready to throw in the towel because of circumstances. The things didn't work out with your marriage the way you thought it was going to. The house didn't turn out the way you thought it was going to. The ministry didn't turn out the way you thought it should have. Things didn't turn out the way you thought it should with your loved one. Someone died when you prayed for them to live. Someone became sicker when you prayed for them to be healed. Someone got even further in addiction when you prayed for them to be delivered. Come on. I'm telling you, the Lord says right here that even in your darkest hour, I'm still working on your behalf. Listen, then he goes even deeper. He says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. He says, thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in dark in the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book, and every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. Are you kidding me? Oh, you think about what I've been talking about, guys, the hourglass, the grains of sand. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And then I wake up and you are still with me. Oh, I want to tell somebody that's watching today, guys, I'm really trying to hold back from crying because of the goodness of God. I'm telling somebody, I want you to know today that God is still with you. I know you're going through something. I know you're in pain. I know it hurts. I know you got a negative report. I know what the doctors can give you a report that is not what you wanted to hear. The bankers are telling you this. The counselors are telling you this. The school is saying this about your children. This is going wrong. That's going wrong. You can't find a job. You can't get something in your degree. Everything seems like it's falling apart around you, and you're like, where are you, God? I can't find you. But I'm going to tell you, if you will be still, if you will silence everything around you and listen and watch, the prophet Habakkuk in the book of Habakkuk said that I will stand my watch and I will stand still and I will listen and I will watch to see what you will speak to me. Guys, I'm telling you, there comes a time God had to listen. I know that we planned a vacation. We planned to go to Great Wolf Lodge. We made all these plans, but the Bible says man prepares his ways, but it's the Lord who leads his step. God went out from, he was with me when I left my temporary place of stay. He was with me in the car. He was with me when I got the news. He was with me at Great Wolf Lodge. Yes, he was with me on vacation and spoke to me into a hotel, spoke to me at a hotel room. He spoke to me in the lobby. He's speaking through the small things. And I'm telling you, and I'm hoping and praying today that he's speaking through me and speaking to you today. And I came by today to encourage you that whatever your circumstances are, listen, I know it's frustrating and you can see these things happening, but God is in control. I know that's a cliche in the Christian circles. God is in control. Yeah, I know I've heard this, but it's amazing when he has to humble you to show you that he really is in control and that he really is got everything figured out. We may not see it now and we may not understand how it's going to happen, but he's got it in control. And again, all things are working together for the good of those whom he loves that are called according to his purpose. So right now, I pray for every brother and sister under the sound of my voice watching today, listening today. And Lord, if they're going through a circumstance right now where it seems like time is against them, time is running out. It seems like if they don't get delivered of this bondage or this addiction, that they could be dead. They could lose their life. They could end up in hell. If they don't get a breakthrough in their marriage, there could be a divorce. If they don't get a breakthrough in their children could end up walking away from the Lord, walking away from church, walking away from their family. If they don't, they can't afford to get delayed anymore in this home situation, this transition of their home. Businesses deals keeps falling through. They keep getting a pink slip. They can't get the job. They keep getting looked over. They keep getting passed over. They keep getting laid off. Everything is falling apart. But God, I truly thank you today that you are the possessor of our times and our seasons. And there is nothing that happens on this side of heaven that has not already passed through your hands and that has been approved or disapproved by you, because as the old saying goes, the last buck passes through the boss or the whoever's in control, either approves or disapproves. And God, you're the boss. And Satan may conspire things. Hell may conspire things. But God, I thank you that the very gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. God, you have angels working on our behalf. You've got the Holy Ghost working on our behalf. God, you can speak to people. You can speak to parties. You can speak to employers. You can speak to counselors. You can speak to businessmen. You can speak to doctors. You can speak to physicians. You can speak to specialists. You can speak and it shall be done. In Jesus' name. And I just stand in agreement with them today, Lord. And I believe that this was a great word of encouragement to them. And I believe somebody today on the other side of this microphone is encouraged, is blessed, and is edified today by this word of the Lord in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Listen, guys, as always, thank you for taking the time out today to come on to this broadcast. As always, we want to give you an opportunity to keep up with our ministry. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our main landing page. That's our main website. Again, we have two ways you can get there, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can come in through the front door or the back door. Either one of those will get you to our main website. As always, we want you to subscribe to the website. You'll get one free digest every single day. You'll get one digest in your email, one email every single day. Why is that important? Because I don't want you relying on social media to catch what we share in our blog and our podcast. If you rely on social media, one day, God forbid, we may not be on that particular platform. It's happening all over the place. So, and again, another way you can follow us, guys, is get the free app. You can download the Apple app. You can download it on Android. It's free. Just type in End Time Headlines. Go to the Play Store of either Apple or Android. Find us. Download the app. Get it into your hands. Right there on the app, you're going to get push notifications. Just hit yes for push notifications or on, and you'll get those. Every time we post a blog or a breaking news alert or whatever, you'll be notified. Our podcasts are going to be on there. Our YouTube messages are going to be on there. Everything's going to be on there and giving you that opportunity to do that. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of edification, blessing, encouragement for you and information, we want to give you the opportunity to help support us. Preferably, we hope on a monthly basis, become a monthly partner or a one-time gift, whatever the Lord puts in your heart. That's the main thing. Whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that's when you and God, we want you to give you the opportunity to help support us. And you could do that by giving electronically by the app, or you can go on the main website and you're going to see an opportunity to give electronically. You can do that, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out to right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. So as always, guys, God bless you. Thank you for coming on here today. We will be, what I think we're going to do, we're going to come back on here tomorrow. Cause I, like I said, even though we were on vacation, I still got messages that I was writing down that I wanted to share with you guys. So, we're going to come back on tomorrow. We're going to be back on. I know it's a little different. We take every other day. So we're going to come back on Tuesday tomorrow, and then we're going to take off Wednesday and be back on Thursday or Friday. So again, be looking for us tomorrow, Lord willing. We'll take off Wednesday, and Lord willing, we'll be back on Thursday or Friday. And hey, maybe Thursday and Friday. We don't know. So we're going to pray about that. It depends on all the circumstances going on and whatnot. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.